It's Fred Nats On Deck pregame show, a Sunday in Lynchburg, chatting with Jake Lowry after the Fred Nats have won three straight, going for the series win today. Jake, we talked yesterday, and I think that this was something that we both have been feeling, is that we were close before this winning streak happened. But what do you think was the straw that broke the camel's back to get us back into the win column?
I think it was just a combination of the bullpen, the pitchers, the infielders, the outfielders. Honestly, a team effort, a unification of everyone pulling for each other and just passing the ball to the next guy out of the pen and passing the baton to the next guy at the plate. We really came together this week in more ways than one, so I'm excited to see that and for it to continue to happen.
Yeah, bats have been great this week. I mean, even when we've made outs, it's been battle. I mean, that has to be something that is instilled in the team. It's not just individual guys, it's every single guy.
Right. Yeah, no, we've made a conscious effort to, you know, cut down our strikeouts, but also just battle in the box, you know, be that tough out, make that pitcher throw more pitches than he needs to, get in that bullpen, and we've seen that so far this week. And guys making a conscious effort with two strikes to put the ball in play and with authority.
One thing I think has helped is the game that you guys have been playing in batting practice. The batting practice groups competing against each other to score as many runs as possible. Where did that come from? Is that something you guys have done before, or is that something that was new here?
No, we've done it before. I think last year we did a little bit of it, but you know, this year these guys have, you know, kind of, you're competing against each other. You're competing against another group. You want to get on. You know, you don't want to hit into a double play. Obviously, you want to, you know, get going as fast as you can. You got 10 minutes to get as many runs as you can, and these guys have competed with it. They like it. That way also, you know, your swings and BP are actually like more like game-like things, so the game kind of slows down.
You mentioned a second ago about how the bullpen really locked it in last night. It's no secret that they have struggled so far this season, but two runs allowed last night. They go five innings, allow one run. I mean, that's a huge step for that group.
Absolutely. I mean, with guys throwing multiple innings, you know, giving us length when we needed to, and, you know, Pedro Gonzalez and Franklin Marquez and then Yankowski to shut it down, but these guys came in, they did their job, they used our defense, we got double plays we needed, weak contact from a contact-oriented ball club, the Guardians. So these guys coming out of the pen, I think they're starting to gain some momentum, gain some confidence just in the way that they're pitching, but it's fun to see, man, it's fun to see.
We were waiting for Elijah's first one. It came in a big way last night, 400 feet dead center. I mean, when he runs into one, the ball flies, and that was an impressive one last night.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, obviously we've been waiting on it, but it's in there, man. It's in there. It's not every, you know, he could hit one, and then at the end of the year he has 20. So it's not how you start, it's how you finish. But he hits balls loud, he hits balls hard, and hopefully that's a step in the right direction for him as far as, you know, power production.
Brandon Bossier has been big, and he completely flies under the radar on this team. He hits the game-tying single in the ninth inning on Friday and then hits the go-ahead home run yesterday. I mean, he's a veteran guy. You've got to feel comfortable putting him in the lineup each and every day.
Absolutely. No, I mean, he's, you know, we have two really good first basemen. He's a little bit more defensive-oriented than Quintana, making the transition to first. But, you know, a guy that knows the strike zone and is trying to tap into that power a little bit more. And he's been shown it in the opportunities that he's been given, and it's great to see.
And also, I think he's been big teaching Quintana about how to play first base, because he's a converted outfielder that is just doing it for the first time. I mean, for him to be able to watch Boss do it, I mean, that's big.
Yeah. I mean, obviously it's the minor leagues where you're always competing against somebody else. But, you know, for him to take that time just to maybe show him a couple things here and there, just shows you where this team's at with guys trying to help each other out. And whether you're playing or the other guy's playing, you know, we want the best for our team. And everyone's staying ready. We always have guys that are, you know, ready to pinch hit or pinch run mostly and come in for defense. So, you know, it's just pass it on to the next guy. If that move comes up, then these guys are ready to go. And it's not a, you know, shot in the heart or anything. It's, hey, man, we're trying to do what's best for the team. And these guys know that.
Mason Denneberg goes today as we try to finish out this series with four straight wins. What are you expecting from him? What are you hoping for from him as he tries to improve on his last start?
First pitch strikes. You know, he's a guy that has, you know, sometimes he has a little command issues. So we're just trying to get him to throw those first pitch strikes, get the ball over the plate, so that he can mix and match after that. You know, that first pitch strike is huge. Trying to get the leadoff guy of every inning. to get some confidence going and keep his pitch count down. But looking forward to make the adjustments from last week to this Sunday start.
I saw Flip Phone and your daughter Kiwi and your mom also in the crowd last night. I mean, it's got to be cool to look up to see your parents with your daughter at your game.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. My son's up in D.C. for a wedding with the other in-laws, and my daughter came with my mom and dad. And, you know, it's funny because I've always played here, you know, years past, and, you know, my dad would come up, shoot up, and if I was starting or something like that. But now that I'm managing, it's definitely special just to look up and see him up there. But she was having a good time waving to me every now and then. But she was super tired at the end of the game, which is okay. But no, it's always good to have a great support system and be close to home.
He was only good for about an hour and a half usually in the game.
Yeah, there's no playground here for her to run to like at home. But no, she had a good time. They just box her in the seats and she's fine.
Love it. Sunday chat with Jake Lowry on the Fred Nats on Deck pregame show. Skip, we'll see you at home.
Thanks, Eric. Go Freddies.